A 10-year-old is a good child healer, a good hunter, and speaks three languages. He shares his wisdom of history and complex world around him with spark and intelligence. Yet he's failing at school and facing increasing scrutiny from welfare and police. This is the basis of a film called In My Blood It Runs. And I asked the director of the film, Maya Newell, to explain a little bit more about what it's about.
I had the privilege of being invited by Arunda elders to make films alongside them about the empowering work they're doing to educate their children in language and culture and identity. And that was about a decade ago. And I suppose what I noticed working alongside families and elders and children over those years is that all these kids, they spoke maybe one, two, three Indigenous languages, they're traditional healers, they were confident on their country, and then they would go into mainstream education and many of them would tell us that they felt like failures at school. And so we thought it's sort of no surprise that they're only taught in English and only measured by Western values. And MK Turner, who's one of Duan's grandmothers in the film, she said, they're always telling us to make our children ready for school, but when are they going to make schools ready for our children? And I think that cuts to the heart of what In My Blood It Runs is about. It's about how do we value these children's identities, First Nations identities in this country, to allow space for them to blossom and flourish, which is what we see happen in the film.
And we've got fairly monolithic school systems, which are all state-based as well, which adds another complicating factor, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, the film is by no means, you know, out there to demonise schools and teachers. I come from a family of teachers. They do incredible work out there. But teachers need support, and we need change at a systems level to encourage kindergarten to university options through a First Nations worldview. And we're about 30 or 40 years behind the rest of the world, you know, in some places where they can offer those education opportunities to their children. So the film is a great way to show what maybe doesn't work in the mainstream for our children, but it is an amazing opportunity for us to push the limelight onto those people and educators that have been working for a long time to have their education systems recognised in this country.
And the film, I understand we follow a 10-year-old boy. He's got a lot of skills, hasn't he? And he's quite well versed in his own people's learning.
Yeah.
But then as far as the Western school goes, he is falling off the rails, isn't he?
Yeah. So Duan, I met him about 4 years ago, and he's just exuberant, cheeky, intelligent child. And he's also been chosen by his grandfather and his country to be a traditional healer, a Nangra. That's the word in Arunda. And so, yeah, we see this child who is absolutely extraordinary, but also ordinary in the sense that First Nations and all children are incredible and grounded in this tapestry of culture and identity. And when he walks into the school, you know, some of the scenes in the film are him receiving a report card that is E for every single lesson, which is the lowest mark. And I suppose it's just, how do we, as an education system, think that that is a way to treat a child, and, you know, what can we do to change to look maybe at a different measuring stick for what we see as being success?
Or perhaps to change the way of learning that we are using.
That's right. It was Chris Sara on one of our Q&A panels this week, as we've been touring the film around the country, who said that, you know, when you're a fish swimming in water, you don't know that you're swimming in water. And it's the same with Australian schools. We're so embedded in Western culture that we don't even know what that might feel like to be a First Nations child swimming in that water. Mm. And so there is a huge level, a massive, you know, reshift and relook of what education means. And we can keep looking downstream at, you know, suicide rates and kids in juvenile detention, and we can focus all our energy there, which is what mainstream media love to do. But actually, you know, grandmothers and grandfathers and Aboriginal people have been fighting to change this upstream model of education, the preventative models where they have control over their kids' futures. And that's where we should be keeping our eyes.
This film, In My Blood It Runs, is on today in Canberra and Parliament House, is it? Or Parliament?
Yeah, so we're very excited. I'm actually speaking right now from Canberra, and we just landed with the whole family to present the film in Parliament House to our leaders and MPs. And I might say that this is after Dwan presented at the United Nations and called for change in the education system and the juvenile justice system. So now he's coming back to present the film to our leaders. And it's a very important moment. We started in Hidden Valley Town Camp, where Dwan lives in Alice Springs, and we're ending in Parliament House, which is a really beautiful metaphoric arc, I think, of speaking truth to power. We're also joined by this incredible network of educators who I represent, a groundswell of First Nations educators from all around the country, currently 15 nations and growing, and they've come to present their design for a First Nations-led education system. They're asking for government to sit down with them and support them and listen to what it might feel like to have your child going through a completely Western system. And as I said before, yeah, Australia is about 40 years behind in New Zealand, in Hawaii, some places in Canada and the US. They have language and culture embedded from kindergarten to university, and we don't afford that to First Nations children in this country.
Yes, that was Maya Newell, the director of this film, In My Blood It Runs.